Well, here we are, as promised. We're bringing Taryn King, the niche expert, the niche coach, back into the Agent Change series. Today, we're going to get more specific. We're going to talk about Taryn's business, how she has absolutely taken over the horse industry, and we're going to relate it to, you know, our last video where we kind of talked in generalities and why it's important and differentiating. And she's going to tell you exactly how she did it within the horse industry, building her Horse and Hearth brand to absolute success. And so this one's going to be a little bit different. We're going to talk a little bit about the power of specialization, how she's done it, what she's seen in her business in real life before any of these commission lawsuits even, you know, came to exist. We're going to talk about how she differentiates in the horse industry, why she thinks it's so important that she has that background of being a horse person. And that's, you know, the message I really want you to hear is you may be a car person or a dog person, and you can pull in this niche opportunity and absolutely build a value proposition that is hard to say no to, right? People will relate if they're into the same interest and the same thing. So we're going to talk a little bit about what she's seen in her business from that. And then we're going to explore niches and specialties that maybe she tried out, or maybe she's seen other people do within her, you know, coaching and leadership. And then, you know, obviously, you know by now, or if you don't, we are coming out with a webinar, Buyer's Agent to Listing Agent in 30 Days. This niching down piece will be a huge part of that, and we will absolutely give you that 30-day plan to absolutely move your business to a buyer's focus, to a listing focus. Regardless of what happens, that's going to be great. Offering it for free the last week of April, if you just comment below webinar, we will absolutely put you on the list to be the very first group to know when that comes out. And as always, the Agent Change series continues on, so please like, comment, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you know when the next one comes out. If you're listening on the podcast, make sure you follow. And if you're over there, leave a 5-star review if you're liking what this Agent Change series has, you know, brought you and inspired you to get the wheels turning. Please do that. But without further ado, let's bring on my friend, business partner, Taryn King.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy King.
Okay, everybody, we have Taryn King back with Horse and Hearth. If you didn't get enough last time, we're going to dive into a little bit more specialization and the power of specialization, what she's seen it in her business. Previous video, we talked a lot about niching down and why that's important and, you know, starting to think outside the box as we might have to build these ecosystems in order to, you know, get our businesses up and running, right? It's not just a thing that we can do now. So it might be a way of business moving forward. It's just not the top agents have this specific specialty and niche. It might be something that really people can dive into and save their businesses as we, you know, we'll have some change coming. So check that one out, but let's dive into specialization. Taryn is an amazing agent in my organization, the Wolfpack. She offers a unique perspective on niching down and specializing. She specializes in the horse industry. So tell us a little bit about the power of specialization and that time in your career that you really saw some change.
So let's see. I was licensed first in 2014, kind of fell into real estate, I think, like most people do. And I was in Boston. There's not many horse properties out there, so it was never on my radar. I was just like, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to figure this out. I want to be an entrepreneur. That was kind of my personality. And about 2 or 3 years, I did move back out here to Colorado. Still never horse properties were not on my radar at that point. And I struggled. I struggled in residential, you know, it's really saturated. I just couldn't find my groove. I couldn't find the passion. Like, what am I going to do? How am I going to market? How am I going to differentiate? That's a huge conversation. And so for about the first 3 years out here, just kind of mediocre business, didn't really have a lot going, was not really passionate about what I was doing. And so I think that translates over to your direct business results pretty clearly. It was kind of just take whatever I could get, first time home buyers, subdivisions, land, whatever it was, I was going to do it. And when I realized that there were so many horse properties out here in comparison to where I was previously, and that this was a long-term career for me. I wasn't going anywhere and real estate was the thing. I started feeling like this is what I want to do, but I didn't feel good enough to do it yet. I felt like I had to prove myself in residential. I had some former brokers tell me, you know, you're not qualified to touch those luxury properties yet, and you can't do this or that. And I listened to them, unfortunately, for a little bit of time. And then I said, you know what, forget all that. This is what I want to do. These are my people. This is what I know. And these are the properties I'm really passionate about. And that changed my business entirely, almost overnight. It definitely became something as soon as I started allowing myself to reach out. And I remember specifically looking up this property in Littleton that had expired, I think 15 times with 10 different agents. And I said, I'm going to sell that property. I didn't know how. I didn't know how I was going to figure out who these people were. It was like a $10 million listing. It was ridiculous. But I said, I'm going to do it. And in 2022, we sold that property. As some, you know, life just kind of happens and lines up. Once you allowed yourself and gave yourself permission, that is where everything changed. And I can't believe, I'm only mad now that I didn't do it earlier. That's the only thing.
Right. So you kind of made that decision. That kind of speaks to Taryn's determination. And I can only imagine the conversations that you were having in your, you know, brilliant marketing brain, where you were just marketing yourself as a real estate agent with, you know, probably a fancy car and doing the thing. So, well, maybe not if you weren't selling houses, but yeah. So, and now, you know, obviously your super fancy car, your F-350 that you drive around, that's definitely a differentiator, for your brand for sure. So let's talk a little bit about the differentiation and how you went about that. By nature, horse properties are not usually on city water and maybe don't have, you know, septic, or maybe have water rights, and there's all kinds of zoning things that go on. So I think a lot of people just kind of do the thing and they're like, okay, let's figure it out, because A, you liked horses, right? You probably didn't understand Colorado water, Colorado, you know, septic and all of that. So talk a little bit about the time spent and how you kind of differentiated and transitioned into this market, not from a, you know, just throw spaghetti at the wall kind of aspect.
No, it's, and you have to be careful, right? Because you can get yourself into some hot water if you get into an arena where you really don't know what you're doing.
Look at all those puns. Hot water, arena. Well, here we are.
So I, coming from Boston, like, water rights was a foreign language to me. I was like, what do you mean? I can't just water my animals. Like, that's absurd, right? And so I realized first that I was out of my element. And I think that was the first thing, was, okay, I do want to go down this direction. What does that mean? And kind of looking, I scoured the MLS to see these properties, to figure out how they were listed, what they were talking about. And then from there, I went and took a lot of classes, you know, out here with both of with all of our realtor associations. We do offer a lot of well, water rights, propane, septic classes. So I've taken them multiple times. I didn't just take it once and call it good. I took them multiple times so that I could understand and regurgitate that information in an educated way to my clients, because they're going to ask. They absolutely will ask. And that's one way that you set yourself apart really quickly, is by being that well informed on the specifics of those properties. For some reason, an equine property specialist designation isn't really very popular, but I kept searching. So, you know, we have senior real estate specialists, we have buyers representatives, we have sellers, but for some reason, like, a farm and ranch designation isn't a thing on most platforms. However, I didn't stop searching, and I did actually find and take a course. It was out of the East Coast, and it was accredited out there, and it is a property specialist designation. So I never stopped learning. You know, horse being my first word, I knew everything that they taught and most of everything they taught in that class, but it still was important to me to keep learning and keep becoming more and more specialized and educated in that. And then after I kind of had that baseline foundation of education, then it became the connections. right? And we've talked a little bit about that. How do I provide value on both ends to the consumer and also to the businesses and to the vendors I'm now established with? And that became my kind of get out there, contact people, get boots on the ground, go to a bunch of trade shows, expos, everything I could do to get in front of the community and keep learning. That was really a big part of it.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's really important. And I've seen you do it with agents in your downline and so on, just kind of making sure that they're aware, right? And if they're in the horse industry with you, you do attract some of that, but also just getting out and understanding these properties and walking these properties and doing that is absolutely huge, because there's changes. Every property is a little bit different, and pulling out that value. And I'll tell you right now that, especially probably in the horse world, people are like, oh, yep, that's a nice barn. Can I water my horses? Great. But maybe the propane, maybe the septic, maybe, you know, the transfer of the water rights is not something that they even paid attention to. Yep. Right. And there's, you know, I've sold properties where the owner's like, hey, if you don't get these water rights, not horse properties, even, you know, maybe irrigation water rights, if you don't swoop them up, especially in Golden, like Coors will own them before you even do anything. So I think it's super important when you're in that space to really understand exactly what the ramifications are and the process is, right? And in Colorado, I know you serve a ton of counties by nature of your niche. You know, the septic rules are different. The use permits are different. Sometimes they're required, sometimes they're not. Sometimes there's an inspection, sometimes, you know, so on. So there's a lot of different things that you can position yourself. And even if it's not just for the client, right? The problem is you want to avoid these problems before they get there. So that's absolutely a differentiator when it comes to this industry, right? There's a huge difference of somebody who understands all of the transfers and all of the things that have to go with these big acreage properties versus somebody that has a horse over their shoulder on their business card. So that's key. And I think no matter what niche you're in, right? Yeah. If it's first time home buyers, or, you know, we could go on and on about the different, you know, needs of that, understanding down payment assistance, understanding all of that, understanding what happens if they move in within 2 or 3 years, or, you know, just as a resource. So you can just raise your hand and say, hey, you might want to ask your lender about that, or you might want to ask your accountant about that, is absolutely huge. And we're not talking about, you know, deciphering water rights and all of those things, but knowing when to bring someone in is a differentiator that's not necessarily always utilized.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's partly too of, you know, what do you know that your buyers aren't yet thinking about, that your clients aren't yet thinking about, and they trust you to know those things. And if mm-hmm. you don't, you are one at risk of being sued on the back end, to be quite honest. And also you're not going to establish yourself with those lifelong long clients. When we bring up these potential pain points of, you know, like you said, zoning, per county, you have different like allocations of animal units. So in different counties, you can have different number of animals on different acreage. And a lot of clients have no idea about that. And then, or a special use permit, they'll go out there thinking, can buy a boarding facility, and next thing they know, the county's coming in and shutting them down because it's not a use by right. Most agents don't always know that stuff. It's kind of terrifying. And that's something that goes along, you know, there's the horse property stuff. Sure, that's highly specialized. But how do you protect your clients with your education and with your knowledge before they even know that they're about to step on a landmine? You know, that is absolutely something that portrays first-time homebuyers. I think about that all the time. And even in luxury, too. I mean, luxury, there's a lot of money out there, and there's a lot of lawsuits that fly back and forth. And so how do you protect those clients' disclosures? How do you have the contractors that are going to help them on the front end before a disclosure issue becomes an issue on the back end, right? All of that is all knowledge-based, and it doesn't end. You know, this is 10 years in this industry now, and I'm still learning, and I'm still trying and pursuing that knowledge.
Yeah, and I think that's, like you said, things are changing. Pools, water rights, like, it's not just, you know, if you're selling mountain properties, water rights are extremely important. You know, you can't use a well to fill up your koi pond, or Denver water might get you. Like, little things like that that you hear from just, you know, attending these meetings or talking to, you know, the right people, it, you know, makes you wonder like, okay, this is actually how it is. And I know you and I have had conversations about, you know, unique pieces of the contract, you know, the private financing and the things that do come along with that. So those are all amazing kind of nuggets. And I know, you know, when you're helping people niche down and you're helping agents because you're so giving and doing your, you know, accountability calls and all these things, you're talking about this, right? Because certainly you could just talk about the fun thing, right? You know, if you want to go sell a bunch of golf course, you know, houses or whatever, that's great. Go golfing, meet your clientele. That's the fun part, right? Riding your horses, going on trail rides, doing horse and hearth industry happy hours. Like that's the fun part, but you have to be specialized in your area of expertise because it takes one misstep and that entire community is,
yeah,
is infiltrated with negative, you know, pieces.
Yeah.
Right. And if you're pulling all these people into one common place and then you're the one that screws it up, like it's going to be out there. Right.
There
and
so 10 years of building a community.
Right. Right. And so that's super important. And you do such a great job of that as far as like, let's niche down, let's find this, you know, unique interest that we can turn into a, you know, lucrative real estate opportunity, but let's also educate ourselves and kind of move forward. And so that's absolutely huge. So when you're exploring the niches and you're helping these agents kind of build those things out, I think you're going to get a lot busier as we move away from, you know, just the buyer's agent being able to, you know, throw Zillow a few thousand bucks or, you know, realtor.com or all the things. What are some things that you know, in exploring niches, you know, obviously we've talked about the interest, we've talked about, you know, the real estate side. What's some other things that people can kind of think about that maybe you've learned the hard way or, you know, have learned in general?
Let's see. I think it comes down again, it's like being authentic, right? You know, that's going to come across really quickly. And then, you know, if you're going to put yourself out there, like you're kind of talking about and brand yourself a certain way, you have to be consistent in that. That's definitely something. I think that you're also going to want to, it comes down to education and being embodying everything that you are doing and talking about, and building out that the vendors, the database and all of that, it all feeds back into that same ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Say, what else have I?
And I mean, a little bit with your core values, right? Going back to that, really building it out, but I think ultimately it's a business within the business. And I think the major problem in our industry is agents don't run their real estate sales business as a business. And so I think that there's even more to that, right? Because you could spend a lot of money on advertising and events and all of this stuff, and you don't necessarily have that business sense, which is one of the things that you're so key in, is how you're going to market this, how this is going to come across, right? It started with an idea to bring horse properties, you know, houses for horses, horses for houses, whatever the heck you say. But it started with that. But then comes the massive success on the Facebook advertising and the massive success at your industry collective, you know, that you've built. And it's so much more than, you know, knowing about horse properties and marketing those.
It was also being true to myself too, because I think a lot of people look at horse properties or the price points of horse properties and go, oh, it's luxury, and I have to, you know, have this buttoned up look and this, that, and the other. That's not me. And it was never going to be me. And so my brand kind of just established a voice, and all of my marketing is very consistent, and it kind of has a little bit of a casual tone to it. You know, it's still professional, but it's fun and it's engaging. And I think that is a big part of like figuring out who and what your identity is as well. And I do think that where our industry is going, like you're going to have to start specializing in something. I kind of think the days of just kind of Wild West, if you will, in real estate are maybe a little bit limited. And I don't think that that's a bad thing. I think that if you can become highly specialized, whatever it is, whatever that means to you. And then when I say marketing, I love marketing, and you know this, marketing is my thing. It's the secret sauce. It is like the 10X factor when you add in a niche and a specification to your marketing. And so I have previously ran Facebook ads, and while some other agents will run, here's a free list of houses in very generic sense, I added in, here's a free list of horse properties, or here's a free list of potential Airbnb properties. Here's a free list of properties that are around a dog park, that are walking distance to a dog park. That stuff works. The other stuff doesn't. You know, it's the consumer has changed. And so is you have to change with the consumer, and you need to they put what they want in front of them continually. And the generic bland marketing doesn't work anymore. I think that's a big part of the conversation of why what we do works really well. A lot of our marketing partners, I have looked and I've hired specific ad companies, and they'll look at my numbers and go, we don't know what you're doing, but we're not touching it. It's where you're getting prices per leads that we can't even offer you. And it's because it is so highly specialized. And I do think that the consumer and the industry is moving towards that direction. Again, it kind of circles back to authenticity. You know, people want something that's real, and they don't want something that's just out of the box canned anymore. I think that's a big part of it.
Yeah. And I think, you know, obviously we've talked about the education, the client starting with, you know, wanting to list horse properties and building a buyer database. The part that really sets the brand apart is the industry partners that you bring in and help them build their business, and you're leveraging them as well, right? There's specific people that, you know, need these communities built, and real estate agents are the masters of networking. You know, you get in a B&I group or anything, like if you're a real estate agent, you're going to have to build that, yeah, right? And so basically building a horse specific B&I group, right? You're talking about people that help, you know, fix barns and clean arenas and do this stuff. So talk a little bit about how your strategy went from listings, right, wanting to sell these to buyers, and then where the light bulb came on, or how it's affected some people's business and probably your biggest supporters at this stage.
Yeah, I think some of them for sure are the biggest supporters. And I realized recently too that, so our website has now, because it's so big, it has helped some of these small little individual trainers or just, you know, individual LLCs rank higher on Google. And so because what we have built, their websites weren't ranking, but their listing on our website is now number one on Google. And that is like an unintended consequence, is that has massive value to these people. And so it was something where the horse industry is very antiquated. A lot of, you know, trainers or barn managers, lesson barns, farriers, vets, they don't know marketing. That's not their specialty. Their specialty is out there with working on these ranches with the horses, whether they're tractor repairmen or they're arena and dirt workers, barn builders. That's what they do. They don't market. But when we were able to build a platform for them that helped them market and reach more people without any kind of effort or money on their part, it's all free. I offer free listings to everyone. We positioned ourselves as this kind of middleman. And typically that's a negative connotation to the word, but we've provided so much value to them. And I was actually just talking with my husband about this a couple nights ago. I never anticipated how much those people would become my biggest supporters. And that, and again, with like the Horse and Hearth happy hour networking events that we were doing, of bringing a sense of community to a very siloed, disenfranchised industry where everybody was kind of doing their thing, but without any cohesion, it has changed some of their businesses. Absolutely. And now we've got, it all kind of rolls my, this is a, I don't know, everything comes again organically. And now we are working on building a new expo for Colorado for the entire horse industry. And again, that was something that we saw a need. And there was a lot of individual businesses that were not being supported the way they needed to and were not being given a platform. And so therefore the industry was more and more at risk of disappearing to development. And we saw that need happening. And so we brought these people together and said, hey, we can do something to help. We have kind of a platform here with our social media followings and our website. Why don't we use that to help the industry as a whole and to help you guys as a whole, as individual business owners? And that has been, again, I never anticipated that happening. But when you are so dialed in to a specific industry, a specific niche, a specific passion, that's organically what happens. And that kind of, you know, what we talk about with community building and building and developing this ecosystem, that is the beauty of it. And it's not necessarily even something that has taken a ton of my time. It's really been just allowing these people a spot and a way to come together. You know, one monthly Zoom call for an hour has been a game changer that I never saw coming.
So, I would love to watch all these horse people try and navigate Zoom.
I navigate Zoom for them.
Perfect. Yeah, and that's kind of, as we finish this full circle, you hear now that it started with the first word horse, right? It started with a love for, you know, the industry. It started with a rescue, with real estate kind of just being this whatever, right? And now we're the real estate agent that's bringing a, you know, expo that's going to be probably a community stalwart for the entire community, offering people access to, you know, all the things, you know, probably not a major moneymaker in itself as far as ticket sales and that stuff, but a resource for all the people, a reason to reach out to all the yep. contacts that you've found and gathered through Facebook marketing and selling and buying these properties. But it's also like, hey, I got a guy, I got a gal, yeah. right? Call me when things go astray, then lending back to your, you know, ability to, or your desire to keep these horse properties, exactly that, horse properties. Mm-hmm. And so once you get into it, and certainly this wasn't even a vision, right? As you said, it just started with somebody who had the heart to serve, who had a specific interest, set your goal to sell that one property, and here we are. And so that's the power of niching down. I would imagine that whether buying or selling, regardless of, you know, any commission conversation, people are going to see your value naturally. And that's why we're here, right? To help agents understand that if you build this now, as the industry may or may not change, right? If buyer's agent commissions become illegal, which is a possibility still, right? Taryn's not going to change her business, right? And if it stays the same and we're doing what we're doing and the DOJ signs off on the current settlement, Taryn's not going to change her business. And that's pretty powerful, especially, you know, building a family and wanting all the horses in the world and all the puppies and all the things. I think that that's absolutely massive. So I think ultimately it's just about agents reaching out to you and understanding this opportunity, right? And understanding, okay, you know, I hate horses, I'm allergic to horses, but you know, Taryn seems to have a finger on the pulse on how to build something like this. And so we will link all of her stuff in the comments below. Definitely take time to book a call with her, talk about partnering within our organization, the Wolfpack. You get me too, but that's definitely a byproduct of the value that Taryn brings. And I think that, you know, there's a lot of opportunity there. If you're happy where you're at, the brokerage that you're at, Taryn still provides massive value to people and really, you know, has, you know, an amazing skill set for marketing and all the things. So, Taryn, any last words for anybody, you know, maybe feeling a little bit defeated by what's going on, the headlines and that kind of stuff?
Well, I think that was where my mind was going, was even in these conversations, is there's chaos everywhere in the industry and change and all this fear. I have continued to just enjoy what I do and love it. And I think that's the power of the specialization. And it doesn't have to be horses, right? There's so many things. You don't even have to know what you want to do. Just give me a call. I love kind of going through that discovery process. And my marketing brain is always wheels turning. I have probably a list of 10 different niches that I would say, hey, do you like any of these things? Let's go. And I think that one thought I had as you were wrapping up here, it has never been for me about finding more leads and finding more clients. That has never been the conversation internally. I think that has just been what happens naturally, right? Because you position yourself as this go-to, and I get calls all the time. Hey, I heard you're the go-to horse person. You're the horse property gal. Got to talk to you. That was just an organic thing. Again, when you dive into what you do, what you love, and it comes about and it builds this whole ecosystem, but it was never about it. That was never like the first intention. And I think that's a really big conversation there, is providing so much value to everybody in your community that the business just flows naturally. And that's the beauty of it.
Right. And the ability to, I mean, everywhere's different, right? Obviously, Horse and Hearth has room for expansion across Colorado. You know, I know you're going into other states now with your organization and really helping people, horse people or not. So don't shy away from reaching out to Taryn if horses are your thing. But if they're not, and like I said, you're allergic to them, there's definitely power in some of the coaching and training and stuff that Taryn's seen. And I will tell you, there's probably not a more brilliant marketer out there in the real estate space right now, as far as, you know, that piece. So thank you so much for tuning in again. If you know, are in the middle of this agent change series, I did a video just before this one with Taryn. Go back and watch that one. It's a whole, you know, crash course in niching down and finding your value stack. So take that in. Also, my webinar coming out, buyer's agent to listing agent in 30 days, will lead you right into Taryn's expertise of niching down and really diving full circle. So Taryn, thank you so much for joining me today.
This is great. Thank you.
All right, folks. What an amazing two-part value that Taryn just provided the last two videos here in the Agent Change series. If you missed the first one, please go back and watch that. She absolutely crushes it. I will link all of Taryn's information if you want to book a call to just have a conversation with her, or you're interested in partnering with somebody like that who can help you one-on-one build your specific niche and your value proposition. Definitely book a call. Check her out on socials. The proof is in the pudding. You can see everything that she has done through her socials, through her newsletters, through her, you know, Facebook marketing that absolutely separates her in the horse industry as we move forward. So thank you so much for, you know, Taryn coming on, but now she's gone. So you got to follow her on her socials, and we're moving towards technology and everything that we can, you know, utilize in the technology field in order to build our unique value proposition next video. So make sure you check that out. Like, comment, subscribe. We'll see you on the next one. Agent Change series continues on.